Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're in Romans 2, but before we go there, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we come before you seeking out your word, your wisdom, and your guidance. We're so grateful for who you are, the creator of all. And we ask that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us in our prayers, in our readings, and in our everyday life. That we would submit to you and grow closer to you, and that we could love you with 100% of ourselves, so that we can then love our neighbors as ourselves. And Father, I just come before you seeking out your insights, your wisdom, as we read Romans 2. There's a lot here in this book and in this chapter. And I just pray that we would hear the parts that are important to you and important to our lives today. I ask that we just grow closer to you and it'd be all you talking to us, nothing from me. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So Romans 2, there's a lot here. So let's just go ahead and jump on in. Verse 1. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them, and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Verse 17. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. So then, if those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you, who, even though you have the written code and circumcision are a lawbreaker. A person is not a Jew who is one only outward, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. So, I think that's the first time I've read through a whole chapter without saying anything. At the end of the day, everything was about our motives, our reasons for doing things. Why do we do it? It's about our heart. He keeps talking about, you know, so the circumcision or the law. And it doesn't matter if you have the physical, if you're not performing, if you don't have the spiritual. Being a Jew isn't a physical act, it's a spiritual act. You may be circumcised, you may be born into a family, but you're not a Jew if you're not truly keeping the law and have this and doing it out of love for God. If you preach the law, he really goes after the teachers. If you preach and tell everyone what to do, but you don't do it, then you're worse than anyone. So I'm reading through Tozer. I have three of his quotes in the summary. And Tozer's on a different level intellectually or spiritually, seeing God's word and interpreting it. Because he puts into Romans, he focuses on Romans 2, verse 4, where it says, "Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. For this, from this scripture, he sees everything about motives." And so he really talks about here, he says, "You may ask, when I am forgiven and cleansed and delivered, isn't that the mercy of God? Sure, that's the mercy of God to you. But all the time you were sinning against him, he was having pity on you. God is not wanting anyone to perish." That's in 2 Peter 3:9. And he says, God is waiting for us. God would take this world and squeeze it in his hand as a child might squeeze a robin's egg and destroy it out of mind forever, except that he is a merciful God. He sees our tears and hears our groans. In all his love and mercy, he is conscious of our suffering down here. All men are recipients of the mercy of God, but God has postponed the execution, that is all. When the justice of God confronts human guilt, then there is a sentence of death. But the mercy of God, because that is also an attribute of God, postpones the execution. Motivations. He then writes, "Religious acts done out of low motives are twice evil. Evil in themselves and evil because they are done in the name of God." This is the part where he's talking, the Romans is talking about in chapter 2. "This is equivalent to sinning in the name of the sinless one, lying in the name of the one who cannot lie, and hating in the name of the one whose nature is love. Christians, and especially very active ones, should take time out frequently to search their souls, to be sure of their motives. Many a solo is sung to show off. Many a sermon is preached as an exhibition of talent. Many a church is founded as a slap at some other church. Even missionary activity may become competitive, and soul winning may degenerate into a sort of brush salesman project to satisfy the flesh. A good way to avoid the snare of empty religious activities is to appear before God every once in a while with our Bibles open to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. This passage, though rated one of the most beautiful in the Bible, is also one of the severest to be found in the Bible. The apostle takes the highest religious service and consigns it to futility unless it is motivated by love. Lacking love, prophets, teachers, orators, philanthropists, and martyrs are sent away without reward." He then says, My faith does not rest on God's promises. My faith rests upon God's character. Faith must rest in confidence upon the one who made the promises. So when you think about Romans 2, it's all about our motivation. If we think about our faith, what is our faith's foundation? It's on Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. It's upon the mercy and grace of God. And that's his character. That's his character to us. So let us, you know, for me, I just take this away and say, I have got to make sure my heart is correct when I'm doing things. And let me tell you, at times it's not. Yesterday was not a good day for me. I was angry. I was very unhappy. And I demonstrated that. And I had to ask God for forgiveness at the end of the day because, there were things happening and I was very unhappy. Anyways, it wasn't a good day. So my heart was not right. My faith was not being shown. And definitely I wasn't mirroring God's grace. So Romans 2 definitely reminds me of that. So with that, let's go back to God in prayer and wrap up. Holy Father, thank you for this day and for your word. I pray would go forth and would have your motivation, your faith, your character, your love upon our hearts, that we would do your will for the right reasons, that our hearts and our minds would be focused on you, that Holy Spirit, you'd be moving through us, guiding us and blessing others with us. May our lives be worthy of you and the sacrifice. We could never be worthy, but may it be a good life. May it be a good day, a day in which we share with others your love. May we see others as you see them. May we love our neighbors and others as ourselves. And may we love you with our whole heart and being. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, just as a couple of quick reminders. One, if you ever have suggestions for reading, for prayers, if you need prayer specifically, you can always reach out on the website that I have. It's Just a Guy in His World. There's a way to communicate and put in a comment or whatever. And so you can always do that. Also that this weekend, I'll be doing the daily prayer, but I'm not going to be doing the reading of Romans. I'm going to be fairly busy this weekend. So unfortunately the reading won't stop, but we'll go ahead and it will stop. For the weekend. We'll pick back up on the chapter readings on Monday. All right, y'all. I appreciate you. I just pray and hope that you have a wonderful day today. Take care.